Fiona Kelly is here now with her second look at this morning's papers.
The prospect of a cash injection of up to €5,000, which hard-pressed retail and hospitality businesses may be in line for, generates the lead story in today's Irish Times. Jennifer Bray reports that the package is expected to be approved by Cabinet tomorrow. The Irish Examiner leads with a story by Niamh Griffin about how nurses at Mercy Hospital in Cork have started carrying alarms while they're on duty to alert security guards if they're verbally or physically attacked by a patient. A move by Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to increase the age for purchasing cigarettes and tobacco-related products from 18 to 21 receives coverage on the front of the Irish Independent. A cut in the funding provided to primary schools to buy books for pupils from 96 down to €80 per child is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore criticises the move, but a Department of Education source tells John Drennan that the scheme was front-loaded in the first year and that schools should be able to reuse some of the books they bought last year. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on the murder investigation into the fatal attack on a 39-year-old man at a house party in Salins in County Kildare in the early hours of yesterday morning. A 23-year-old man has been arrested in connection with that investigation. Bambi Thug continues to receive coverage in most of today's papers. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the Irish Eurovision entrants' criticism of the organisers of the competition over their handling of a complaint they made about comments made about them on the Israeli broadcaster Kan. The Irish News leads with the line that up to 7,000 asylum seekers are thought to have passed through the North's ports and airports before crossing the border into the Republic so far this year. The Examiner runs with the picture on its front page of Bruce Springsteen giving it socks on stage last night at Nolan Park in Kilkenny. And from one GAA stadium to another, the picture on the front of the Independent is of Donegal goalkeeper Sean Patton jumping for joy after he saved the last penalty in the shootout against Armagh in the Ulster Senior Football Final in Clonus yesterday. The Armagh player who took the shot, meanwhile, Shane McPartlin, is pictured on the front of the Irish News, and not surprisingly, he doesn't look happy. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers carry tributes which have been paid to the Fine Gael MEP and presidential candidate Mary Bonatti, who's died at the age of 84. RTE is cited in two pieces inside today's papers. Writing in The Independent, Fionnán Sheehan reports that many within Science Foundation Ireland, the latest public sector body under the spotlight, have been at pains to make the distinction that their organisation is not like an RTE. Sheehan writes that the analogy was drawn as RTE has become a byword for poor corporate governance, bad financial management and awful supervision. In another piece in The Examiner, meanwhile, Mick Clifford suggests that RTE dominated so much attention last year that issues surrounding how money was being spent by another public body, Inland Fisheries Ireland, went completely under the radar. Clifford quotes one parliamentarian who described IFI as being like RTE without the celebrities. There's another reference to RTE in today's Mail, where an unnamed senior figure in government suggests that parts of the underutilised RTE campus could be used to house homeless asylum seekers. And finally, staying with the Mail, Shane McGrath reports on a new survey, which the National Parks and Wildlife Service has been involved in, tracking the journey of three cuckoos from the Congo Basin to Killarney National Park. While the third bird is still en route, two of the birds have completed their 9,000 kilometre journeys, and you can follow the completely different routes they took via a map reproduced in today's paper.
Fiona, thank you very much.